バスレバヤオムナモバガバテバスレバヤオムナモバガバテバスレバヤIti tat chintayan antaha prapto niya grihantikam surya anala indu shankasair vimanai sarvato vritam.Iti tach chintayananta prapto niyagrahantikam suryana lendu shankashayar vimanai sarvato vritam Iti tach chintayananta prapto niyagrahantikam suryana lendu shankashayar vimanai sarvato vritam inti sanchintayananta Ladies, iti tach chintayananta prapto niyagrahantikam suryana lendu shankashayar iti tach chintayananta.Prapto niyagrahantikam suryana lendu shankarshayar vimanai sarvato vritam. Next verses. Chitvichitro pavano dhyanai kuja dvijikulakulai protpula kamudam bhoja.Kalarot palabaribhi, dushtam svalankritai pumbhi, stribhischa harinakshibhi, kimidam kasyavasthanam, katam tad idam ityabhut. Iti, thus, tat, this, chintayan, thinking, antaha,Inwardly, praptaha, arrived, nija, his, griha, of the home, antikam, at the vicinity, surya, the sun, anala, fire, indu, and the moon, sankashaihi,
rivaling vimanaihi with celestial palaces. Sarvataha on all sides. Vritam surrounded. Vichitra wonderful. Upavana with courtyards. Ujanaihi and gardens. Kujat cooing. Dwija of birds. Kula with hordes. Akulaihi swarming. Protpula fully bloomed. Kumuda having night blooming lotuses. Ambhoja day blooming lotuses. Kallara white lotuses. Utpala and water lilies. Vadibhi with reservoirs of water. Drishtam adorned. Su well. Alankritaihi ornamented. Pumbhi with men. Stribhi with women. Cha and Harina like those of she-deer. Akshibhi whose eyes. Kim what. Idam this. Kasya whose. Va or. Stanam place. Katam how. Tat it. Idam this. Iti so. Abhut has become. Shukadev Goswami continued. Thinking in this way, thus thinking to himself, Sudama finally came to the place where his home stood. But that place was now crowded on all sides with towering celestial palaces rivaling the combined brilliance of the sun, fire, and moon. There were splendorous courtyards and gardens, each filled with flocks of cooing birds and beautified by ponds in which Kumuda, Ambhoja, Kalara, and Utpala lotuses grew. Finely attired men and doe-eyed women stood in attendance. Sudama wondered, what is all this? Whose property is it? How has all this come about? Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami gives the sequence of the Brahmin's thoughts. First, seeing a great unfamiliar effulgence, he thought, what is this? Then, noting the palaces, he asked himself, whose place is this? And recognizing it as his own, he wondered, how has it become so transformed? Om Jnana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Pistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrashatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindho, Dinabandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye. Vanchako Patarubhyascha Kripasindho Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Dama Hare Dama Rama Rama Hare Hare Iti Tachchintayan. So he was thinking to himself as he was returning, Krishna didn't give me any contribution, any wealth. He knew that I wouldn't be able to handle it. So he's so kind. But he treated me so wonderfully. The goddess of fortune was personally fanning me. And Krishna treated me as if I were the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, he was simply thinking of Krishna. He wasn't thinking, he didn't give me any money, now what will I do? How will I get money? What will my wife say? How will I explain to her? He was just thinking how wonderful it was that he'd met Krishna, that Krishna had embraced him, that Krishna had massaged his feet and treated him so wonderfully. He was simply thinking of Krishna again and again. This is the nature of a pure devotee. That he wasn't thinking, now I'll be hungry, now so many problems. He's simply absorbed in thinking of how wonderful Krishna is. Thinking in this way, the devotee practically forgets about the material world. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, all the Goswamis had been wealthy men and surrounded by aristocratic society. And they gave it all up. They gave it all up as insignificant and were living like beggars. Budva Dina Ganesha Ko Kurunya Kopina Kantashruta. But they weren't thinking that now we've given up our wealth, how will we carry on? Maybe we could get our old jobs back. They were, what is that? Gopi Bhavara Samrita Dilahari Kalola Magno Maho. They were absorbed in thinking of Krishna and the mood of the gopis. They weren't missing anything. Nor were they. They were simply absorbed day and night in thinking of Krishna. So similarly, Sudama was simply thinking of Krishna. Simply thinking of Krishna. And now, iti tachchintayananta, thinking in this way, prapto nijagrahantikam. He finally came near his own home. He'd been to Krishna's home, Dwarka. Now he's coming to his own home. And everything has changed. Suryana Lendu Sankha Shire Vimanai Sarvato Vritam. The place was effulgent, brilliant, with an effulgence rivaling that of the sun and the moon. A splendid effulgence was coming from his home. And it wasn't any more a simple home. Vimanai sarvato vritam. The buildings were celestial. They were like airplanes. Vimanai sarvato vritam. On every side there were these celestial buildings which seemed like airplanes, not like the tin and composite airplanes manufactured now, but like the celestial airplanes of the demigods. And Upavana, Vichitra Upavana Udyanai, Kujat Dvija Kula Kulai. And there were beautiful courtyards and gardens filled with birds making like cooing sound.
Patpula Kumuda Amboja Kalara Utpatala Utpala Varibhi.
And there were beautiful pools with varieties of lotuses, day-blooming lotuses, night-blooming lotuses, lilies. This is opulence, where there are gardens and pools of water and cooing birds and flowering lotuses. This is wonderful. Vichitra. Vichitra means wonderful or filled with varieties. How wonderful it was.
Yuktam sulankrita pumbhi stribhicha harina akshibhi.
And there were people there also, beautifully dressed, handsome men and women, doe-eyed. The deer have beautiful eyes, so the women had eyes like those of the deer. And they're standing there to greet him. And so Srila Jiva Goswami comments that overnight everything had been transformed, and his wife got up and thought, what is this? And then she understood that it must have been due to the mercy of Krishna. And so then she sent out the servants to greet her husband. And Sudama thought, Kimidam, what is this? Kimidam. How astonished he must have been to see in what used to be. Imagine if you came back to your house and instead of your house you saw palaces and gardens and celestial effulgence, and it was like a park. Kimidam, what is this? And then, Kasya, Kasyavap, whose is this? This isn't my house. Did I get displaced? Or the king moved here and my house has been moved somewhere else? Kasyavap, Kasya, to whom does this belong? What is this? Whose is this? And finally, Katam. How did this happen? Gradually it's sinking in.
he sees what it is, and he realizes that this is his house. Katam, how did this happen? How did this happen? Of course, he'll understand quickly that it's only possible by the grace of Krishna. But Krishna has done this. Otherwise, how could it happen? This is Krishna reciprocating with his pure devotee. Of course, from one point of view, it doesn't matter. Palace and attendance and all of that. And on the other side, Krishna wanted to give something. For, as we'll find out in coming verses, that for Sudama wasn't distracted by all of these things. He wasn't changed by all of this opulence. You give me a lakh of rupees, my whole consciousness changes. But Sudama received all of this opulence and his consciousness remained the same. Krishna consciousness. Because it's not the things that are wonderful. It's Krishna that's wonderful. And the things are appreciated in relationship to Krishna. When there's love, even small things are appreciated. Big things also are appreciated. But big or small, the appreciation is the loving feeling. If a man gives his wife diamond earrings, naturally she likes the diamonds. And that goes without saying. But finally, the idea is that my husband loves me, and therefore he's given me these diamonds. Or if the child gives something to the parents, it may be big or small, but the parents will hold on to that thing as the most valuable thing. It may be the most insignificant item, but they'll hold on to it. Our son gave us this. Because of love. Otherwise, what value does the thing have? And if your enemy gives you something, then you don't like it very much at all. Sell it. Sell it and get money. Then you won't have to think about the thing. You just get the money and you're done. Or else, if you can afford to, send it back. But when there's love, the thing becomes so valuable. So Krishna is further reciprocating. He'd already embraced Sudama Brahman and shared with him wonderful reminiscences of their days at the ashram of the Guru. And he'd seated Sudama on his own bed, and Rukmini Devi is fanning him, and the Lord is treating him like God and massaging his lotus feet. So all of that. And now, Krishna, let me give him something more. Generally, if a Brahmin comes to the king's palace, the king gives the Brahmin some donation. So it's not mentioned that Krishna gave Sudama any donation. But When he got back, the donation was waiting for him. And not merely an ordinary donation, but showering Sudama with opulence. You had in mind that to ask me for something at the behest of your wife, so I'll give you as a little something. Or as Sudama remembered, that the Lord didn't even give me the slightest opulence. In the previous verse, the Lord is so kind that knowing my imperfect nature, he didn't give me even the slightest opulence. But now it's turned around that yes, the Lord didn't give him the slightest opulence. He gave him unlimited opulence, like his own opulence. That's one of the features of liberation in the spiritual world, to have opulence equal to that of the Lord. But Krishna is living in Dwarka like a great king with palaces and so much. And now Sudama is also receiving that kind of opulence by the mercy of the Lord. All right. Are there some questions? Mm-hmm.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Maharaj, hearing the pastime of Sudama, in a household life, this is always a practical problem that comes up. Once we come into devotional life, we didn't have anything. We were penniless, we struggled, and then Krishna gave us lots of material opulence. And with that material opulence, what happens is, in this case, we could very clearly see that Sudama was very, very spiritually strong enough. So when the material opulence came in his life, he could absorb it and he didn't sacrifice his Krishna consciousness, and the opulence didn't divert him away from it. But the problem for us is, what happens is, we are not so strong. And before we are strong enough, before that only the opulence comes in our life. And that opulence drags us away from devotional life. And we give an excuse of yukta vairagya and all those stuff, so just because we wanted to prove it that we are doing devotional service. But in our heart, sense gratification has become a priority and Krishna consciousness is in the back door. So how to see to it that although we get opulence in our, after we came into Krishna consciousness, we don't sacrifice Krishna consciousness, and Krishna consciousness always remains a forefront, and we don't get carried away.
Two things. One thing is by strong devotional activity. If we're weak in hearing and chanting and serving, then when opulence or any kind of sense gratification comes, it'll seem like the greatest thing in the world because we don't have that substance. We may dress like a devotee, but we don't have strength. From hearing, chanting, serving, we're not alive. So when that opulence comes, we get overwhelmed. Otherwise nothing can... Yeah, so that's the first thing. That we actually have to have the substance of Krishna consciousness. Strong tivra bhakti, strong devotional service. The other side is that we should be careful about opulence in any case. Not, I'm hearing and chanting, I'm strong, throw it at me. We have to be very careful because these things are causes of entanglement for the conditioned soul. Opulence, education, aristocratic association, wealth. We get these things And we get carried away. One becomes intoxicated. Janmaishwarya Shutubi Shuta Shribir Edamana Pumapuma. One becomes intoxicated. And it's marvelous to see, actually, what happens to a person when he gets some money or when he gets some fame or when he gets education. It becomes, or he gets a promotion in his job, or he gets a position. He becomes intoxicated. Maya is so strong. Or a woman looks at him with a little admiration. It's like the waves of the ocean just washed over him. He becomes overwhelmed. So the first thing is one has to be very strong in Krishna consciousness. Second thing is one has to be very careful about these things, especially money and women. One has to be very careful about these things. If one thinks that let me use these in my service, it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. As you say, yukta vairagya, but it's more yukta than vairagya. One has to be very careful. Generally, money shouldn't stick to us. It should be, for the brahmacharis especially, having money creates trouble. For sannyasis also, holding on to money creates trouble. Even for the grahasthas, holding on to too much money can create trouble. No better, let it be used, let it be used, let it be used, let it be used. All engaged for Krishna's service. We have to be very careful about it. Even if we're using it for Krishna, when we have too much of it, we start to lose our discrimination. I'm using it for Krishna, then I'm using it for myself, but for Krishna. I'm using it for Krishna, but it's for myself. One has to be very careful with money and women. We've seen so many times that women come and one wants to engage them personally in Krishna's service. One takes a special interest. You know, just like sometimes the prime minister, he takes a particular portfolio. You know, he's the prime minister, but he also becomes the finance minister. He takes that portfolio because he figures that he has a special expertise and a special interest. So some women come, or some woman comes, and she's particularly qualified. So she needs to be dealt with very specially. So that means I should make it my portfolio that I have to deal with this lady very nicely, very carefully, with the special attention that she deserves. Either because she's beautiful, or because she has money, or because she has education, or just because she has devotion. So she becomes our special project. But meanwhile, we're her special project. In this way, Maya takes over. We've seen sometimes that the woman is married, but the spiritual leader wants to take special what's the word? Practically control of her life. You know, yes, your husband is there, but I'm the person to guide you. So the husband is practically displaced, and he takes the place of the husband. Special project. Then fall down.
The problem that comes in a household life is if the head of the family has been little bit nurtured because he has seen the struggle somehow, and after that he has got little bit opulence which Krishna gave. So he is on the feet. He knows what is the reality of this world. So he is little bit careful enough and he doesn't cross the limit. But the biggest problem in a household life that comes, Maharaj, is the next generation.
Yeah, therefore the it's a problem, inherited wealth.
The problem is the next generation has not seen it. And it has become just like an automatic for him. Just he has born in that opulence, he has seen that lifestyle, and outside world he is seeing that the same people, those who are having that type of opulence, they are staying the same way. That person also wants to stay in the same way. And you become old and you have to follow your old children.
Therefore Prabhupada told that story about some Marwari gentleman. His son was a little grown up, so the father gave him as an inheritance a rat. He threw him a rat. What is that? That the rats are infesting the city and the government is giving a reward for every rat that you turn in, every dead rat that you turn in. They'll give you, what, wanana or whatever it was. Threw him a rat. So the son was intelligent. He turned the rat in. He got the rupee or whatever it was. He turned that into 2 rupees, turned that into 10 rupees. Then he made a fortune. Rather than giving so much wealth. Because you're right, that tendency is there, that we inherit without having worked for that wealth, and then we take it for granted. Even we inherit temples, we inherit projects, and we're not conscious how much went into that. How many book distributors went out for how many days, for how many hours to bring in the capital for that temple? How many devotees worked for how much time to establish that temple? What kind of trouble they had to undergo? We just occupy and live in our own way. Or we mismanage the temple by negligence. Without thinking how much trouble went into getting this. Therefore the Brahmins would be voluntarily poor. It's good for them. They wouldn't live with inherited opulence. Voluntary poverty. Prabhupada was so... He used to chastise us. If there was a fan running in a room, a locked room, and a fan is running, Prabhupada would be so angry. Or there's a room that's locked and the light is burning. Prabhupada is so angry. Krishna's money is being wasted. And especially he'd be angry at the Western devotees. That you have no idea. You know, for you this is just a way of life. You leave a room, you leave the light on, because you're going to come back half an hour later. So why turn it off? He said, we are coming from a poor country. We cannot think this way. We cannot think this way. And it's not just a question of rich country, poor country. Now you can say India is so rich. But it's Krishna's property. Prabhupada said that when he was a child, if he would see some tap open, just on the street someplace, he would close it. Krishna's property, Krishna's resources. I know someone, you probably all know someone, if a light bulb burns out, he knows the art, how to shake it and manipulate it in such way that the filament comes back together again and it's good for another 6 months. Have you seen? No. We'd look at it and we'd say, oh, burnt out, throw it. He sees it and he knows that, no, it's still good, it can be used for another 6 months, I just have to jiggle it until the filaments come together again. Why should it be thrown out? Prabhupada was so careful. You know that he used to, if he received a letter, then he takes the envelope, and the envelope now becomes writing paper. That, careful to use everything. We would receive these cassettes from Prabhupada. He would dictate on these little tape cassettes. They would come in the mail with some previously used envelope turned around and stapled. Not, you know, a nice little box that you went out and spent. No. An old envelope. That's all. Thinking that everything is Krishna's property. Not a paisa, Prabhupada said, not a farthing should be wasted. But we have to think that way. In Juhu, if devotees would use the elevator coming down, then Prabhupada would rebuke them. You're wasting Krishna's money. Even if they would take the elevator going up one flight, you're wasting Krishna's money. Because to turn that elevator takes money. And you've used it to go up one flight. You could have walked. What was the need of spending money? What was the need of spending money coming down? Prabhupada would be so careful about that. Not that, oh, so much money is coming, let us... There's a story. Prabhupada was in Los Angeles. We just acquired that big place, New Dwarka. And someone had given Prabhupada that coat you've seen on the morning walks with the peacock feather tassels. And someone had given Prabhupada a gold lame bead bag, you know, those golden kind of cloth. Prabhupada said that now we are getting so many things, so I'm just praying to Krishna that I may not fall down. Is that okay?
Yeah. The problem that comes in a household life is the main person who has developed all these things, and he has to give to his next generation afterwards, once everything, he becomes old. And he has to accept vanprastha life.
Therefore, Rupa Goswami set the example. The family got 25%. Percent off the top went to the service of the Brahmins and the Vaishnavas. 25% got kept for personal emergency,
And the family got 25%. They must have been thinking, we'll get 95. They got 25. They have to get something. They got 25. The miser thinks, I have this much, so it has to be maximized and managed in such a way that it grows, and then I can give the maximum for my family. Simply thinking family, 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 family. But the devotee is thinking how to give the most to Krishna and the minimum to the family so that they shouldn't starve. That they should be all right. But not that they have to be given so much.
Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, in Nectar of Devotion, it's stated that devotees should not eat prasad with a full stomach and come to the temple hall. The 64 items...
They should not eat prasad what?
Before coming to the temple hall with a full stomach. So Maharaj, like if your health is not good and the doctors advised you to eat something around 7:30.
It's not like you can't eat, but the idea is that if you have a big feast and then come to the temple and you're seeing the deity and you're like, and everything, digestion is going on and belching and so on. That's not very good. That's the point.
It says very clearly that until the food is digested, one should not come.
That's the point.
And also, Maharaj, we should not eat in front of the deities. A lot of our Matajis, we eat down in front of Lakshmi Narayan.
You'd eat what?
We should not eat food in front of the deities.
Yeah.
So... A lot of us Matajis, we eat outside, just in front of Lakshmi Narayan.
You eat what in front of Lakshmi?
Prasad, breakfast. Prasad.
Why?
I don't know. Everybody's, all the Matajis are eating, Maharaj. So what to do? I mean, should I tell the counselors that, you know, they should be, everybody
You can
should
figure that out. This is a management question. The principle is that not to eat before the deity. So if there's some... circumstance with Lakshmi Narayan and the Matajis are eating regularly in front of the deity, you can take it up with the management. I'm not the management.
Thanks.
Oh, we're already over time, actually. But yes. Last question.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this chapter is mentioning about the reciprocation between Sudama and Krishna. So many times in critical situations, some Hindu organization help ISKCON to grow up. So how can we reciprocate with the Hindu organization in the same situations when they
are... They help us come up? What
come
do they do?
Grow up in well states. In well state, some Hindu organization, when we are in critical situation, consider they take the... example of Jihu. When Jihu was about to demolish, some Hindu organization helps to build the temple and others, and help us a lot. So in a hot situation, how can we reciprocate this with the Hindu organizations?
You can give them books. You can give them, better, you can give them opportunities. Because generally these Hindu organizations, they have temples, they have darshans, they don't have books. Because they don't have philosophy. So you can provide them books, you can show them that this is what we do, you can also do that. We'll provide you books, and you give us something, and we'll give you more books, in that way. Or you may come to their programs. I don't know, actually, how to reciprocate with them.
One thing is, they've done so much to help you. Now, use what they've done for a good cause. If they've come out to do something to protect Juhu, now make sure that Juhu is used 100% for spreading Hindu Dharma, matlab Krishna consciousness. Their effort should not be in vain. In good faith, they've put out effort to try to protect you and build you up. So now use that fully for the right purpose. Someone has given you money, someone has given you help, someone has given you this or that. So now you use that, what they've given you, for the purpose for which they've done it. Why did they help you? Because they thought that you were worthy, that you were going to do something good, that you were going to spread Sanatan Dharma. Now do that. They'll be happy. That's what they wanted. Otherwise, why did they help? So someone donated, someone helped, because they thought these men are doing something good. So now fulfill their expectation. Make good on their hope. Just use your full energy for spreading Krishna consciousness as it is. If Krishna will be satisfied, then everyone will be satisfied. You can invite them to the temple, give them prasadam, speak to them about Krishna in reciprocation. You did so much for us, come. Not that you have to go there and you have to spread compromised Hindu dharma in reciprocation. Do the real thing and they'll be happy. Thank you. Hare Krishna.